National Broadcasting Company presents transcribed another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Music by a leader and his orchestra who create the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. Now here is your host and conductor, Stan Kenton.
How do you do, everybody? Have you ever met a young band leader, possibly in his high school days, and he has a six or seven piece group of young musicians? They've gotten together, they've had a few rehearsals, and decided that, well, it would be pretty nice if they could get a job here and there to kind of help out. He walks up to you and he presents his card, and you look at the card and it says so and so and his orchestra, and underneath it'll say music for all occasions. I never realized how important or what that meant until a number of years were spent in the music business. Music for all occasions. One of the bad things that music suffers from is having the wrong music presented at the wrong time or never the right music at the right time. For instance, when you come home from work after a hard day, you eat your dinner, you pick up your newspaper or your magazine, you sit down in a chair and your hand will go to the radio. You'll turn the knob and the music comes on and you want music that will help you relax. Just atmosphere.
Thank you.
just heard the sounds of a trombone. But of course a trombone isn't capable of making much music without a musician that's competently trained and a guy that feels the instrument, the guy that can perform on it. The soloist at the moment will say was Milt Bernhardt, and of course it's necessary to have a composition. The composition was a thing that was a result of the creative ability of Bill Russo. The composition was solitaire. The music is not too strong, not too demanding, and not too direct. All music is different in degree. Some of it is very demanding of your attention and your emotions, and others can be taken lightly. For instance, have you ever tried to eat dinner while a jazz concert was taking place? I guess that the result would probably be indigestion. Or have you ever tried to talk and compete while a jazz band was playing strong, direct music? It's very confusing. Or yet, have you ever found anything more boring than sitting down and giving all your attention to music and playing music that doesn't say enough? There are all types of music. For instance, when you want to listen to music late at night, the conversation is finished, you're through relaxing, you sit down and you want to feed on music, music that says something. speaking of saying something, there's some music that says a great deal. Music out of the modern idiom of jazz that is pretty compelling, pretty dynamic, and gives forth with a lot of energy. Music that you have to give your undivided attention to because it will not allow you to talk or allow your mind to drift away. It's pretty stark and it's pretty real. The composition is called Improvisation, a thing recently created by Bill Russo for the Corinth Orchestra, and has to do with, mainly with exploiting the technique of the orcs and also the ability of Lee Konitz to improvise and create spontaneously. Some people like music to be sentimental. They say, that's the only kind of music for me. And others like music to have a nostalgic value. It makes them think of things going by. Then there are others that are pretty realistic. They demand music that is direct and, as I say, says more. But for the people that love nostalgia and get a kick out of it, there's nothing as great as listening to the lyrics of a song that has meant a great deal to them. Many things were asked of June Christie during the period of time that she was with the orchestra, and she was a wonderful sport about it. And she went forth accepting every challenge. When she first came with the orchestra, she was singing some light numbers, some jazz numbers, some ballads, and she also sang a few novelties. And as we moved forward into the progressive jazz idiom, more things were asked of her voice. Sometimes the music was pretty abstract. It was hard to tell just where exactly does the phrase begin and where should it end. And probably the greatest challenge of her career was a composition which was created for the Innovations in Modern Music Orchestra using her voice in a rather unusual role. Here's music that is artistic music, music again that is direct music, music with strong impact. The composition is typed, entitled Conflict. Part of the library of innovations in modern music created for June Christie and because of June Christie. I doubt very much whether you will ever be hearing the thing you've just heard on your hit parade, nor will you find yourself at a music store buying a copy of it. Important music, though, to us. You can see that it's definitely a contribution toward fresh things and fresh feelings in music. Was the recorded version of this particular item in our library called Jump for Joe that gradually has taken its place alongside some of the other more popular things of the book like Intermission Riff, The Peanut Vendor, Eager Beaver, and so forth. I imagine Jump for Joe will be with us for a long time. Tonight we've played a little music that has been light, and we've played some of the music that some of it was pretty strong. Some of it was improvised, but all together added up into a good cross-section view of what happens with the Kenton Orchestra. Good night, everybody.
NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert. Tonight's program, transcribed, came to you from New York. Fred Collins speaking. This has been an NBC Radio Network production.
This is the NBC Radio Network.